And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And boy, do we have quite the show today for you. From the Wicked Tuna hit TV show on Nat Geo, we have Captain Dave Marciano, Nancy Marciano, and Captain Bob Cook here to talk about all kinds of bluefin tuna fishing on the other coast there, as well as the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea big event tonight and this week. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power on board, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a fun day today is going to be. Yeah. Talking Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea with
some pretty real deal fishermen here.
Yeah. From the Wicked Tuna TV show on Nat Geo, Captain Bob Cook, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How
great
are you?
Have you? We have a full house here in the world headquarters here with some great people here. And then, of course, Dave and Nancy Marciano.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you guys, and fun to have you back for this annual event. Nancy, what are you laughing at? Come on. You like being on the radio? No! Come on! Wait a minute.
You don't shut up and hold me. I couldn't hear anything. My ears still hurt. Well, how do you get that to say?
Well, first of all, thank you guys so much for coming out for this charity event and to raise money for kids' fishing programs. And I know you guys love that. And so, first of all, how was your trip out from the East Coast?
Oh, it was incredible. It's so easy flying into here. I think I'm going to move here. So, goodbye, East Coast.
Yeah, there you go. It's a pretty good. We'd love
to have
you.
No, I'm only kidding. No, I can't afford it.
Yeah, it's a good spot here.
We all do it anyway.
We can't afford the East Coast either.
Yeah. So, have you guys been fishing?
Oh, yeah, we have been. It's
season's open. And
we're deep into our charter season now. Okay. So tuna just opened up in June 1st. So they're really just starting to show up and settle into our grounds. But the bait's all here. All the signs are here, signs of life. Dave just battled two himself a day or two ago. Yep, he's a madman.
Right now it's three a day for the month of June.
That's right.
And then, 48 hours ago or 72 hours ago, we kind of got the first word of any real sign of fish. It's been one here, one there, so we're not really burning a lot of fuel chasing, unicorns, right?
Yeah.
So it finally got good, and I was laying in bed, and I had one day to fish before we flew out here. So just to spur the moment, it's 10:30 at night. I told Nancy, I said, I'm going down the boat. I'm going down the boat. I went out the boat alone. Was hoping to catch one, and I did. By 8:30 in the morning, I had a nice 300-pounder on the board. The boys had one, on the hard berth. We have two boats, right? You only see one on the show.
Right.
So the boys had one before me, of course, and then I caught up with them before they finished landing that one. I got myself a 300-pounder.
Nice.
And then,
that's a baby for you, right?
But that's perfect, especially if you're fishing alone.
When you're alone. Perfect. Yeah.
All right, and then everything was good. I had it all iced out 8:30 in the morning, and I'm cleaning up the boat, and, it's just feeling good.
Yeah,
right?
You did it.
Like, okay, perfect, right? Just what I wanted before I go out to Rollo to, because when I get back, it's going to be down to one a day and just 3 days a week this year, right?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Quarter's way down,
I was sitting there. I was just about to start cooking myself a little breakfast. I just ate the two pieces of toast. I was going to start the bacon, and then the rod bent again.
Oh, no.
It was the bacon.
Right. And then, now, that fish, was,
it, right?
That fish was the fish from hell. 6.5 hours on the rod.
Oh, right? By yourself.
Solo, right?
Oh.
7 miles from where I hooked it. And I had to ask the boys to come help close the deal. I couldn't do it.
I don't blame you.
6.5 hours on the run myself, right, driving the boat.
After you just got one, right?
And I wanted another one, but if we get these fish, Bob will tell you, you get the 500-pounders. They're like the teenagers.
Right.
A 1,000-pounder rolls over and dies in an hour, right? Because they're like, old like us, right?
Yeah.
Fine, kill me. Right? The little ones come right in. The gear we use, and you can pull a 300-pounder in 10 minutes,
Right.
And that, but that was 500 pounds. So the boys had to come out, though, and rescue the... I'll never hear the end of it now.
Not a solo fish.
I did 99% of it, but I did have to come... I had to thing up the color three times. I got it caught in the rub rail or the slab rail.
No.
So you didn't tell me that.
I'm up hanging off the side of the boat, right? Figuring I was never going to see this fish because he got up there, because I'm driving the boat alone. Hanging off the side of the boat with my toes pushing down on the rub rail to clear the line from the slab rail.
Holy man. And
it pops out, I figured it was gone. I thought I lost it. And the rod bends over again after all the slack. Right, Joe.
Wow. Got him.
It's bloody feet.
How'd you stick it?
Huh?
How'd you stick it?
Well, you throw with your toes.
I know.
Yeah, right. But
rod on the one hand and then.
Well, it's in the holder. And it takes a little. I used to be pretty good at it, believe it or not, in my youth.
I understand.
But the boys are telling me I better stick to trout fishing now.
Yeah.
I'm never going to hear the end of it.
Yeah, for sure. So, Bob, when do you guys start filming the show?
We are not sure at this point. We're in the show and networks are in kind of a bit of influx right now. We haven't really got the funding. The show has, quote-unquote, been picked up by Nat Geo.
Okay.
It's their highest-rated show of all time. We had excellent ratings this year. There's no reason it should go away. We're not 100% sure what's going to happen. We both
gave
Dave coffee.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep it
tight. Show me the money.
Well, and that's just that the networks with streaming are just all different now.
Yeah.
Live TV, we're not sure if it's a dinosaur yet or what, but some network will probably come in and swoop it up, we're just waiting for that one word.
There's no problem, which isn't going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Look, we've been through the ringer with these folks, right?
Yeah.
And it's been a great partnership. And look, the way I see it, we retired on top.
Yes.
Bob sold more than anybody else, right? He won the very last season. He gets that claim to fame. But look, don't jerk me off here, all right? Come on. They're,
yeah.
We're waiting. We're, you know, the way I see it, they canceled on us at last minute, right?
Yeah.
We had the boat set aside for 2 months. We should be prepping to start filming when we get back.
Yeah.
No decisions have been made. The show hasn't been, quote-unquote, canceled, but there hasn't been any money put together to make the show happen. So take that for what it's worth. Is it in limbo? There's a good probability something will sort out, but I don't see it coming together. I don't see it coming together this year.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I feel I'm really disappointed in the way they left us hanging at the last minute.
Yeah, especially.
I could book those trips. Bob could book those trips.
Right.
If we had a year, you know, at least with clients, you know, you take a deposit and they cancel in the last minute. We have a policy. And, you know, if it's too close to that policy, they leave you hanging, you get something. You know, now we got 2 months we can't fill.
That's and you have to wait.
Well, and that's a huge hit. Well, I'm not waiting. I mean, I started.
You already started booking, yeah.
You know, either do or do not. We should have known this months ago.
Sure.
I think the whole thing overall has been a wonderful experience and life changing. We all that, but I feel I'm uncomfortable the way they left us hanging like this. You know, again, because in a business sense, it leaves me.
You got to run a business.
On them.
Yeah.
And which is fine. If we had a great run, that's wonderful. I'm proud of that. No regrets whatsoever. But, you know, now I got these 2 months I can't fill.
Sure. Yeah.
And not just me, the other, you know, the rest of us. And, you know, some of the guys, like Bob, a little reserved about it. But you guys know me. Look, I've had it.
You know, it's like you tell it like it is.
I know we're on radio.
Nancy's going, what?
I know we're on radio, so I'm telling you roughly what I think.
Yeah, okay.
I am a realist, but yeah. How can a show that's so highly rated go away?
It doesn't make any sense. Zero sense.
So really, I mean, it's Disney owned, right? So it's Nat Geo. Nat Geo is having trouble now finding funding. So just let us go. Let us go to another network.
Yeah.
Let us go to a streaming service.
Sure.
The show is still uber successful in over 150 countries.
Yeah, you want my opinion? Look, who knows where it's going, right?
Yeah.
Look, they retired us on top. They're going to get fat off the reruns because we don't get residuals. Right. We're not actors.
You get nothing?
We get nothing.
We're not actors.
We're reality TV personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've negotiated before to try and change that, but they, you know, got to the point where they'll cancel the show before they give that up. That's why networks like the, you know, reality TV, because we're not actors, right? You know, if you were an actor, residuals would be par for the course, and, you know, not only for you, that's in perpetuity. Your family gets it after you croak, right? And that's how it works for actors.
Yeah.
We're reality TV personalities. And look, it's
so
not a complaint.
Sure.
We negotiated. We had a deal. I'm very thankful for the deal. But look, and I'm only spitballing here, but look, I'd do it if I was Disney, if I owned Disney, right?
So
you retire the guys while they're on top, you get fat off the reruns, and you don't have to pay to produce another season of the show.
That's crazy.
And Disney's billions in debt, so let's face it.
Yeah.
Right?
So
that's what's going on.
What can our listeners do?
I don't know what they can do. You know, obviously keep supporting us in groups like
this. Right into Nat Geo and just say, we want fresh.
I mean, I think that's
watch
all.
Streaming.
Right.
Watch streaming. It just got released. Everybody watch it. It just got released on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Watch. Viewers. Make it more popular.
Well,
stronger.
Right.
You know, stronger following.
But see, there's a double-edged sword to that.
I know.
Because if I'm right, they cash in on those reruns.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
if
that's not a rerun.
Watch reruns,
right. That's not a rerun.
Well,
that's
season
13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so the new season
is
coming out.
Yes.
Yeah. So
right.
That's something I haven't seen.
Yeah. I'm going to stay positive.
I'm just frustrated.
But it's not going to be on that show.
I'm ready to start breaking shit.
So now. So Disney owns Nat Geo, and Disney owns Disney Plus. So Disney releases it on streaming after it shows live.
Gotcha.
Right.
And that's a formula, and that's an algorithm that they know viewership wise. So now they release it, and so now they get a whole new other group of viewers with the streaming service on Disney. People who don't have cable and don't watch it live.
Yeah.
So watch it on that. Strengthen it.
Yeah.
And now here comes Dave. What are you going to say, buddy?
Let me ask you this.
If I want you to be real.
Fuck chewing.
Oh, my God.
What? Let me ask you this. If another network says, God, we want Wicked Tuna, can they take it from Disney, or is there...
I'm speaking out of school here, but my agent told me no. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. They have to step away, cancel it, and then other networks can come in. It is not technically canceled. Am I wrong?
Right. I don't think so.
Yeah.
And this is all, we're just spitballing here.
I understand.
We're the pawns in
we're
the game.
We're dumb fishermen.
Right.
But, yeah.
We're just, look. We're five white guys who run fishing boats. Who knows what's going on at Disney, right?
So the bottom line is you guys will be chartering still.
Oh, yes. Chartering and fishing.
Yeah.
And I got the seafood store we just opened up, right?
That's right.
Come on, get close to that, Mike. Yeah.
I got the seafood store. We just opened up our retail location.
You did?
Where is it? It's in Gloucester, Mass., 52 Commercial Street.
Are you behind the counter slinging fish?
At days I am. Yeah. Between running the boats. But, you know, Nancy is there almost every day. My real partner in the world, right? And we have my sister, Christine, works at the store, too. She's kind of my business partner, in a sense, for the store. And then, of course, you know, we've been shipping seafood around the, you know, country for 3 years.
For fans,
not just for fans. The idea is to build it.
Yeah.
And it's been good. We ship anywhere in the continental U.S., AngelicaSeafoods.com. You know, we ship that fresh local seafood. So people...
What do you ship?
We got lobsters. We got scallops. We got primarily... most of our seafood is fresh from the Gulf, the icy cold waters of the Gulf of Maine. I believe it's the finest seafood in the world. But, of course, I'm biased because I've been a fisherman, a commercial fisherman in Gloucester, Mass.
Do you ship live lobsters?
We ship live lobsters.
No kidding.
Overnight to your door. Right?
No way.
Right? And then the next step was opening our retail location, which we've been working on now for 18 months and finally just opened... Thursday, right? So a few days ago.
It's been a blur, buddy. It's been a blur.
No, it's like timing is killing me. Because we were hoping to open in March. And then, you know, it's shoreside business. So Board of Health, inspections, you know.
Right.
Things I didn't know about. I'm used to the boats. You can pretty much... go do what you want. You
buy your permit.
Like
your
when
fish.
We wanted to do the build out, I grabbed my sawzall and was like, "All right, let's get this thing rolling, just like it's the boat." But you know, oh, you gotta have a building permit. I was like, "What? What?
So what's that?" So, I see your shirt, "Save Our Scallops," SOS, with Wind Farms. Yeah. Oh. So, what's the story on that? How does that affect scallops and Wind Farms?
The story you're not hearing about. You may have been seeing some blurbs about. The whale deaths around these. And it's not, you know, people like to go, how's a wind turbine kill a whale? It's not the turbines itself. You've got to remember, this is an industrialized process, right? They don't sprout out of the ground like daisies, okay? The construction of these wind turbines, each one is the size of a skyscraper.
And these are floating wind turbines.
Well, there's some floating, and a lot of them are driven in piles.
Driven in piles, okay.
Right? And it's the pile driving
and the sonar mapping.
The sonar mapping, though, you know, because you can't build a house on a marsh, right? Everybody understands that. You've got to find suitable bottom to build it on. So they got to map these bottoms because the pilings need to be driven down 240 feet into the seabed to support the structure up above. Right? Remember, each one of these is the size of a skyscraper.
Jeez.
We're talking, you know, we're dumping about, in New England, with the one they're working on the Gulf of Maine, it's an estimated 70 billion tons of construction materials we're dumping into the ocean.
Whoa.
Well, that's one heck of a way to get, you know, the ocean to rise, right, if you dump enough trash into it. And then if you look, now we've seen all the news stories about the whales washing up. And what they're not even talking about is everything else. There's been hundreds of whales that are just mysteriously overlapping in time and in geographical area, these areas where the construction process is ongoing. And all we're talking about is whales. There's been thousands of smaller marine mammals and pinnipeds, so whales you know, the dolphins and the seals. Nobody's even talking about those. And then what nobody's talking about is the fishermen around these areas. Miles of dead scallop beds. Wow. Beds that have been producing scallops for literally hundreds of years.
These are like the day boat scallops that you
well, well, day boats and trip boats. These, yeah. Some of these are offshore.
Wow.
You know, we're basically, it's ocean industrialization is what this is.
Yeah.
All right? These are being constructed in areas where they banned oil exploration and mining in these areas to protect them.
To protect
them. All right? And that's what's going on. They fast-track this stuff using loopholes for these areas because it's wind. And, you know...
Yeah, look, wind's not going to harm. No, but they're going
to
harm the
seabed. We're scheduled to build up to 2,700 of these turbines.
Holy crap.
In, you know, along the coast in New England. It's ocean industrialization, no matter how you slice it, right? And it's an industrialized process, and it's destroying the environment. It's not helping the environment at all. And they're not even talking about, again, sea clam beds, scallop beds. Oh, so much, you know, bottom dwelling life.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, no
doubt about it.
And, you know, again, these areas in the Gulf of Maine, they were oil exploration and mining was banned long ago to protect them.
Yeah.
And there's some of the richest fishing grounds on the face of the planet up there in the Gulf of Maine. They've been producing, you know, cod and seafood since the founding of this country. Gloucester has a 400-year history of producing seafood. You know, salt cod from Gloucester went around the world in the spice trade when this country was just beginning, right? We all understand that alternate forms of energy will be part of the future, but it's about appropriate solutions in appropriate areas.
No
question. And I just don't think industrializing and risking these fishing grounds is at all appropriate.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I'm totally against wind. I've been very mouthy about it. And it's cost me a lot of hardship, too. You know what I mean? Everywhere I go, that's probably why I get so much pushback with all my permitting process for the store and all that.
Politically.
Right, right. Because our governor in the state of Massachusetts is all in on wind. She has said it. She don't care what dies. We're getting those turbines.
Oh, my.
She don't care how much of the planet dies.
Oh,
we're getting those turbines.
Yeah, we don't like wind out here either, but for a different reason.
Right.
It messes up the ocean, right?
Oh, yeah, we got that, too. But it's unfortunate. It's ocean industrialization.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
It's the equivalent of bulldozing a rainforest-type habitat, if you ask me.
Yeah, no, it's a good point, and hopefully you make some headway on the thing. But we've got a lot to talk about, the Wicked Tuna Show. These guys, of course, the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea event happening tonight, starting at, Mike, 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock over at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Yeah, and 4 o'clock, Nancy, yeah.
It's going to be
super fun, yeah. And we've got some unbelievable food and stuff that Mike will talk about a little bit, by the way. Lots to talk about here with the guys and gals from Wicked Tuna.
Yeah, no doubt. Today's going to be a very fun show and very busy. And, boy, we've been so blessed to get to do this over the years, and this is always a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Great conversation. And your phone calls as well. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can send us a text. The text the show question, so popular now on Let's Talk Hookup, and the only way to text in your questions is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, no BS, no spam, no nothing. You can listen to all the past shows, all the archive shows, get information about upcoming shows, and it's the only way to text in your questions to Captain Dave, Captain Bob. If you've got questions, that's how you do it. Also, make sure that you include your contact info when you send in that text, because not only are you going to get a chance to talk to the boys from Wicked Tuna, also one lucky caller or texter, and that's going to be decided by the coin flip at the end of the show, whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side, is going to win a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. You're going to get a $300 gift certificate sent your way, good for any pair, up to $300 on the Costa website. What a cool prize that is, and everybody's showing off their Costas. Bob's got his Costa as we speak. So very, very cool prize. Again, brand new pair of Costas for one lucky caller or texter. Phone number 213-432-1090, or keep those texts rolling on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with North Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at North Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all North Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's NORSKlithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see North Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why North Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. North Lithium.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hey everyone, this is Bill Varney and I'm a proud member of CCA California. I'm here to invite you, your family, and friends to join me for CCA's Anthony Shea Conservation Award Dinner. This year we honor Mark Gorelnik for his selfless dedication to marine conservation in California. This exciting event will have food, fellowship, and fun while benefiting the tireless work of CCA as it fights to protect your right to fish. Please don't miss this incredible evening on June 27th at the Long Beach Grand. Visit ccacalifornia.org to make your reservations today.
That's why I'm
welcome back
better.
To Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Boy, there's a lot going on.
Yeah,
a lot
there is.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good day.
Yeah, we were talking in between and talking about all kinds of
great
stuff.
Finger on the beat button.
You know.
Yeah. Marciano's in the house.
Yeah, JP's on it. Don't worry.
You're talking to a bunch of fishermen here. I think you're all right.
That's right.
I'm trying to behave, but you guys get me wound up.
Yeah, that's it. Hey,
Pete's certainly doing a good job of it.
Yeah, for sure. Sure, phones are packing up. 213-432-1090. You have a chance to win a pair of Costa sunglasses. $300 gift certificate for you, basically, to select most any pair and merchandise, too. Costa merchandise, and they have a lot of great new stuff. And, of course, text the show. We're going to flip the coin at the Nancy Marciano is going to flip the coin at the end of the show. So it's determine whether it's a caller or a texter. And, Dricky, you have a good text?
I thought so. I think a great way to start it off says this text came in. Says, most SoCal bluefin seem to be caught at night these last couple of years. Our fishery has changed some. Do you guys see any of that trend on the East Coast? Do you guys ever fish them at night? And do you ever switch from fishing bait to jigs? That's all from Theo in San Diego.
We were just talking about this. We looked up, we saw a full moon, and we looked at each other, we said night bite, right? Because that's generally when it is on the East Coast. So.
Is it?
Yeah, pretty much.
They bite there at night, too. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they get confused, yep.
But same thing like you guys. You'll see trends and patterns. Patterns will change. You know, it's I don't think it's nearly as intense as it is here.
No doubt.
But but there's, you know, the guys who work at it and apply themselves, because the only way to find out is to stay out there.
Sure.
You're not running in and out, you know.
Yeah.
And you'll find it's, and often guys too will keep it hush hush. If, you know, if
sure.
amongst your circle of friends, if you find a night fight happening, because what you get is, you know, during the day, there's going to be 200 boats there.
Yeah.
But if there's a night fight going on and guys don't know about it because they're not willing to put the time in,
yeah,
you can go to 10 boats or two, right? And all of a sudden, you know, the next morning,
sure.
you're going home and they're all coming out.
Yeah, if there's 30 bites to be had for 200 boats or 30 bites to be had for 10 boats, it's
right,
a whole other
exactly.
world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So, but it does change, but I don't think it's nearly as impactful. And as far as the jigs go, look, that's happening for recreational caught bluefin. Look, over there, we have the commercial sale is 73 inches or greater for the commercial fishery. And then what's really catching on the past few years is charters targeting. We have quotas set aside for the, we call them shorts on the show, those fish under 73 inches.
Right.
And we have quota that's set aside just for that fishery to allow the general public access. And, you know, it's great for those smaller fish because, let's face it, who needs an 800-pounder to eat? But,
right.
you know, those 100, 150-pound fish are great for people with little boats and charters. And this jigging and popping seems to be catching on over there for the guys that do it. I don't play around with it myself, but, you know, there's definitely...
There's something to it.
Right. Oh, no,
25 years ago, that's
right.
how I got into the fishery.
I never knew that.
When the sand eels were around.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
see,
exactly
I never knew that.
Yep.
Jigging.
Oh, yeah, jigging, popping. Yeah, and mostly bronzy, plastics, things like that. Anything that's going to mimic a sand eel. And so I think they would work here as well.
Yeah.
I think if you drop the big bronzy, lead head, you know, swivel hook down in the mix here, I think you could get them.
Yeah.
I think there's no doubt about it.
So
Max the Hatch.
You're going to be on the Liberty, right?
I'm going to be on the Liberty.
On the Liberty,
yep.
And
yeah.
with Taro, and that's a great throw.
I think Taro, yeah. Last year, I think he was having a baby,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
And he had to take
but
the trip off.
I'll bet
yeah.
he'll be there this year, though. Yeah.
He yeah. seems great. He was yeah. right there to see us off
of
and
course.
Bring us in. And
yeah.
the captain that took over, his name escapes me, but
Anibal.
He was real
oh,
good,
Anibal's
too.
Good.
Real good,
yeah.
too.
Zero 1-2 punch, for sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
are you going to be getting up and fishing all night?
Oh, I do. Oh, I can't,
no problem.
I can't sleep. I'll put it that way. If there's fish under the boat, I'm not sleeping.
All right.
And that's how it is back home.
I should have brought a sand eel.
I should have brought, well, the tackle shop's right here.
Oh, yeah. Rick, do you carry a sand eel?
No Ronzies.
No Ronzies.
We don't have a huge population of sand eels out here on the West
Well,
Coast.
You know, they mimic any bait fish,
so,
but
yeah.
I hear you.
Dave, you're fishing on...
The Ocean Odyssey.
Yeah, and you're getting up staying all night?
Oh, yeah, you know.
No problem.
If that's when the fish is biting, I can still do that.
He's all sore from those battles he had
exactly.
the other day. He can't even walk right now. He's,
yeah.
he was battling fish for 7 hours the other day.
And Nancy, you're on what?
The Tomahawk.
Dave. Oh, with Captain Dave. Yeah,
she's
Captain.
Team Mermaid.
Dave. Yeah, it's like a brand new boat. Yeah,
no,
awesome.
Wait till you get on it this
year.
Oh, really?
Oh, they put thousands of dollars.
Oh, I have to see that.
Yeah.
I love seeing
reef
fish.
And Dave is
That's
such
great.
A great,
yeah.
Dave is amazing captain.
Is he the guy that yells?
No.
Dave's really mellow.
Those are always
super
the good
mellow.
Ones. I like
super
the yellers. You're married to one.
Yeah. So
Nancy, she's going on vacation.
Nancy,
yeah, right.
are you staying up all night catching fish? She says,
Nancy, she fishes. She goes.
For sure. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick. You want to get through? 213-432-TON-90 is an open line.
Why don't we start it off with Vinny, who's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Good morning, Vinny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. A question for Dave. I'm sure you've heard this before, but the question is, what is the largest fish you've ever caught on your boat, and how long did it take to reel in?
About 1,200 pounds.
Wow.
Right? And it's actually not that long. Those big ones roll over pretty quick. I think, if I recall correctly, it was about... you know, an hour and a half or so, hour and 45 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the same gear that we used to catch, you know, that I hooked that fish on the other day, right? The same leader and the same hook.
Wow.
It's just those bigger ones get tired. And what's interesting, though, is that wasn't the longest. That week we were on some good fish. And so that fish was 127 inches,
Ooh,
right? And, you know, we don't know the exact weight of... The plug was 884, which is the head gone, wow, the guts gone, and the tail gone. But it, so it taped out at around 1,200. But we had one that week that taped out at 132 the next day, 132 inches.
Whew.
But it weighed, the plug was 120 pounds less than right. the fist before because it was long and skinny.
Oh, not
right?
fat.
Right? What, so what, it's, the fat makes a difference, you know?
Yeah. What about you, Bob?
That's funny because the biggest one I ever caught was 127, same exact, but only weighed 920.
Right.
I have never, ever. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. So the plug was 620.
Wow.
So that, you want to talk about skinny. Yeah. That was ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never caught a 1,000-pounder, and that's probably, I've probably sold, I don't know, upwards near 800 to 1,000 fish, let's say, wow, over the years. Never caught a 1,000-pounder.
What did you get per, pound for that big
Not
fish?
A lot. It
because
was,
it didn't
was
have a lot of fat?
Exactly. It was a heartbreaker. I'm going to say $7 a pound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about you, Dave? What did you get for your big fish?
I don't even recall. I want to say $10. We actually got pretty decent money.
That's pretty decent.
But you know what was better about that, right? That fish is a great story because that was at a time, Joe was about 10 years old, my son Joe, you see him on the show. He was 10 or 11, so he was in school and he only came with Jay and I. Jay had graduated high school the year before, so Jay just morphed into becoming, you know, from fishing with his uncle to, you know, he wound up on deck as my full-time mate, right? And then Joe used to love to come, but he had school, so he could only come on the weekends, right? And we, you know, we found those fish, we were off on our own. And we knew that was a monster fish. We were feeding him chum for 3.5 hours. We could see.
You could see.
You know, we could see. We had, there was a big fish there. We had these three fish all to ourselves. We worked them all week, right? And that fish would eat. He ate 300 pounds of chum.
Wow.
But you know,
would not bite a hook.
Not one with a hook in it.
Wow.
Right? And my son Joe though just kept working the bait rig, working the bait rig, working the bait rig, and then he finally caught one live bait. Right. And then so, you know, again, he's 10, 11 years old. We hooked that bait on the hook, and we put it down. And,
whiting?
What? No, pollock.
Oh, okay. All right? Go ahead. Yep.
All right? So, and then, you know, now remember, we got this fish there. We're only fishing one rod. We're just trying to hook this fish.
It's just big fish.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we put the live bait on, and we put it down to depth, and we all go in to watch the sounding machine together, you know, because that's what we're doing. We're watching this go on for hours now. And then we see the live bait stretch out tight, and then right at the same time, we all looked up, and we, you know, we all got our face in the screen, and we knew it was going to eat it. He came right up, you know, and you can literally see the bait disappear.
Wow!
We turn our head, and the rod folds, and we finally hooked that. And again, we knew it was a good fish. We didn't know that it was to this day it's the biggest fish of our life. And my son was 11. My nephew Jay was, you know, 18 or 19, and then there's me. So you know, never mind what we got. Price per pound, like that's a memory we'll have.
Sure. Right? Oh, absolutely.
Right? I mean, even just leading up to getting a bite of that fish, like we knew what was going on.
Yep.
And we had to work for hours to finally get it, and then we finally hooked it. So it's a great memory story.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And when you hooked your big ones, is it the same kind of scenario? You see them, you feed them, and
it was a chum fish. Same thing.
Same kind of thing. You feed them, you see them.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
they get so frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, it was a live bait.
Well, they don't get that big to be dumb.
Oh, they're not.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you need them to be dumb once.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
and,
so when it talk, you're talking about the price per pound for fish, it's all about the fat. What are the ones like,
in the market? If there's too many fish on the market, that's always going to drop. Yeah.
But are some of the teenagers, as you call them, are they the more fatty ones?
It all depends the time of year. Really, as it gets later in the season, and we call them herring fish, when they're predominantly feeding on herring, they get more fat and more quickly at that time of the year. And when they come on deck, a lot of times you can tell if that's a good fish or not, when they're as round as they are long. So, I mean, when you see them take the core sample and it's tail cut at the dock, that's when you really, really know if that's going to be a good one or not. So, and then early in the season, like right now, the prices are pretty good because there's not a lot of fish on the market.
Okay.
So,
what percentage of your fish go to Japan?
I think at this point it's probably 40 to 50%, wouldn't you say? And that was completely flipped probably up about 3, 4, 5 years ago. It was 60% work going to Japan and then 40 staying domestic. And we always want to strengthen our domestic market because that just helps everyone, helps local businesses. It makes you makes it appear and that then you know that restaurants are flourishing and things like that because a lot of our fish go to local restaurants and they come out here as well to restaurants. So for sushi market, we want to see that rise.
Yeah, and it's about changing perceptions too. You got to remember with the anti-fishing lobby, you know, one of the best things about the show is, you know, that anti-fishing lobby has conditioned people when they hear the word tuna, and not folks like us who all know, right? But John Q. Public out there in the middle of the country, they hear the word tuna, and they have this vision that pops in their head of dead dolphins and factory trawlers, right? They're always amazed when they see our show. It's one of the most frequent comments I hear that we didn't realize you guys did it sustainably like that. Yeah. Out there catching them
one at a time,
please. Right? And, you know, so chefs have been hesitant to push these tuna because of that, right? So it's changing that myth that it is sustainable. You know, we're not eating the last of the buffalo here. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a very healthy, sustainable fishery. And,
they've done a great job of managing it, too.
Oh, right? You're not
like
kidding.
A lot of fisheries in this country. We've decades ago, but that was society. You know, decades ago, society didn't think you could catch all the fish in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we know better, right? Let's not forget, decades ago, big cities used to pile their trashes on barges. Right,
all and the stuff it out.
And we'd go on barges and 7 days a week they'd go out.
They used to jump DDT in the ocean.
That was a societal thing. That wasn't fishermen being a menace.
Right.
That was just where society's at. Now it's society. We've come full circle.
We're more educated.
We know how to do everything to do with our planet, not only fishing. We do everything better and smarter.
No kidding.
Right? And it's changing those old perceptions.
It's helped because your fishing is better, right?
Our fishing is the best I've ever seen in my 25 years and in probably 50 years.
So it works.
It works. I mean, look, you have to manage it or else it's gone. And then our futures are bust. They're dust.
Yeah.
So it's funny. We talk about we used to go out here and dump everything out to sea.
Yeah.
But those are like the best areas to fish now, right? So everybody has a dump, right?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go out and fish at the dump. Well, what's that? Well, that's where they dumped A, B, C, and D, and it's crazy. But we don't want to continue that.
No, I wouldn't be good. Hey, Don from Lakewood has a question. He says, I enjoy watching Captain Dave fishing in Baja, Mexico. I know you've been down to Palmas de Cortez and stuff. He says, you have a bucket list fish travel destination? Oh, Nancy does.
Yeah.
What's yours, Nancy? Alaska.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Ricky and I just came back. So
you were with them.
You should go. What do you
think? Mine would be, I think, Blue Marlin.
Okay.
Blue or Black Marlin.
Oh, okay.
Down in Australia. I really want to do that. Right? That seems to be, I've tried a couple times, and I've caught the striped marlin, but that would, if you gave me one bucket list.
You want to go catch a
big blue or a
big
black.
Big black.
And I want to feed it the bait myself. None of this, you know. Sometimes I go on chat about this hook and hand thing don't work for me.
Yeah.
Right?
Feed it a live bait and let it eat.
Right. And, you know, I know there's a technique to it, and I have to take my lumps like everybody else. But that's what I want to do. I want to hand feed a big blue or a big black.
I'm with you. That's very high on the top of my bucket list.
Yeah.
Like Great Barrier Reef, mothership trip, fish those giant black marlin.
Bob, what about you?
I've kind of had my fill of big fish. I like small gear fishing, and I fish off of Las Barillas, which is also Baja Peninsula. My brother-in-law has a place there. And my favorite fishing is light tackle yellowfin tuna. And
light
I just love it. I could do that all day long.
Fun.
Yeah.
Like, what's
it's
light
great.
Tackle to you?
30 pounds.
30 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. 30 pounds. Just
catch
small pound gear. Yeah, I just love it.
Yeah.
I love it. We catch big fish. We take it for granted, really.
Yeah,
I mean, at the end of the day, we do. But it's a lifetime.
He's a tuna fisherman, and he wants to go catch yellowfin tuna.
Absolutely. I don't want to break my back anymore.
That's what's great about coming out here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I agree.
As we get to do this, is totally different. No, the fish aren't as big, right?
But
it's totally fun doing what you know.
Yeah.
I had never done it until the first year you guys invited me out here. And hit it, I hit a ball, catching the little tunas on the little rock.
Yellowtail.
Right. And that's my favorite. Well, that's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
When there's a good yellowtail bite on the surface I'm down for that.
They're around, so you might do it this week.
Dave and I were talking earlier, and I got some info, and maybe you guys could say yay or nay on this, but smaller fish, right? So are there smaller bluefin around now than there was last year?
There's a mix, yeah.
And we were happy about that. I was like, let's
there's a lot of 40 to 60 pounds.
I love that. Yeah, right. I love that. Yeah. Yeah. But, more is better.
Yeah. I'm with you 100%.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get some yanking and some cranking.
Yeah.
And again, that's our future, right? So you see the smaller ones, you know that there's a future in any fishery, right? So I love it.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming, including we're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, you're talking about bluefin tuna fishing here in Southern California. The one name comes up, that's Talica.
No doubt about that. For us, it's Talica. For these guys, it's Tiagra 130s. And somewhere between those two, the right piece of tackle exists from Shimano. And going live bait fishing for a bluefin right now, how could you pick a better reel than a Talica? Whether it be a Talica 10 or 12 for fly line and live bait for those 40-pounders, or a big TAC 20 or 25 for nighttime jig fishing, or TAC 50 flying a kite for a 200-pounder, they got the right reel for you.
Yeah, they do. And for those budget-minded ones, Speedmaster.
No doubt about
it. It's a Talica-style reel, but basically half the price. It's not a Talica, but it's pretty darn close.
I always say that a Speedmaster is half the price, but it's a whole lot more than half the reel.
You know,
you're one step below in terms of what it can do, but a whole lot of savings on the pocketbook.
Yeah. So check it out, the Talica and Speedmaster, at your local Shimano dealer.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Searcher Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing. Lots of fun going on here this morning with the guys and gals from Wicked Tuna. And if you want to join us this morning, again, give us a call, 213-432-1090, or keep those texts rolling on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, before we get into the catch board, I'm going to put Mike Lum on the spot here because the big event tonight, and he's got all the details. And you were just telling me that Captain Dave donated a trip to go fishing with them on the hard merchandise. Wow.
Yeah, we've got a wonderful event tonight. It's going to start at 4 o'clock over at Dana Landing. The really cool thing is there's no tickets to buy, no reservations. Just show up at 4 o'clock. It's going to run till 7, 7:30.
So if you show up at 5, you're good?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
We've got some great food that's going to be available. We've got Sushi on a Roll is going to be over there. And, of course, Captain Dan's Pizza is going to show up and do his thing. And then, of course, we've got now Charlie's Landing is joining us. And so we're going to have plenty of food. to offer up. We've got a humongous raffle, and the live auction is, again, just wonderful. The folks over at Batson Enterprises are flying down from Washington and bringing with them some world-class custom rods that we're going to be auctioning off again this year. They have been like the highlight of this event the last several years, and we can't thank them enough for the generosity. So we're gonna have a wonderful evening. The captains will be there to sign autographs, take photographs, and that kind of stuff. And again, there's no charge to get into this event. You can come over, take some pictures, and have a great time. And then we're gonna have, as soon as we're done with tonight, of course, tomorrow we do the fishing with the Tuna Wars. Starts tomorrow. This is Tuna Wars 9, and we've got the boats leaving here from Fisherman's Landing and H&M Landing, and then the weigh-in for that will be on Wednesday. Just so people know, you were just talking about
trip.
It's a two-day trip, yep, and we're changing the rules for the first time in 9 years, and this was at Captain Dave's urging last year, that we've been having this trip for now for 9 years, and the last few years, the bigger fish have been around, so the teams tend to want to fish only for the bigger fish. Well, last year, we had a couple boats that didn't catch a fish, and that's really not the nature of this. The purpose of this event is to raise money for kids. That's why we do it. It's to have fun, raise money to take kids on their first ocean fishing trip. This is not the deadly serious tournament angling that people think of. There is no cash prize. The winning team wins an embroidered jacket. So it's not about the money for the teams. It's about money to raise money for the kids. And so Dave said last year, he said, you know, we keep going out and we keep targeting these bigger fish. What about all these smaller fish? So we've made some adjustments to the rules, and it's going to be about numbers now. So the tuna take the priority. If the more tuna you catch, the more points your team was going to accumulate. But if you catch yellowtail, or if you catch white sea bass, or you catch an opa, whatever, it's all going to have a point assigned to it, and the team with the largest amount of points is going to win the tournament. So a couple of the regulars kind of had objections to that. They said, look, you know, we come out for the big fish. Well, there's plenty of trips to go out and catch big fish. And if that's what you want to target, then that's fine. And there's nothing...
to make it more fun.
Yeah, exactly. This is about getting people out to catch fish.
So let me ask you this. Are there any spots available on the trips to go fishing tomorrow?
There are. We have a few spots left. Howard Coolidge handles those trips. He will be at the event tonight.
So if somebody comes
to Dana Landing tonight, 4 o'clock till 7 o'clock, sometime in that time period, they come on and say, I want to go on the trip tomorrow. How much does it cost? How do they do it?
Howard will be there tonight, and the price is $1,100 for the two-day trip, and that includes the food, of course, and all that. It also, if your team wins, you win this fantastic embroidered jacket.
Yeah. and
the thing is, too, all the proceeds go to take kids fishing.
That is the whole reason this event exists. Yeah. And Dave has been with us now for all nine Tuna Wars. Paul Hebert started this the very first year. It was not a tournament. It was just go fishing with Paul. And then he was so excited about it, he got Dave and Nancy to come out the next year, and they've been with us ever since. And then, of course, last year, Captain Bob came out for the first time, and he's here again this year. And so this is all about taking kids on their first ocean fishing trip. And I think over the years, maybe the lines have been blurred a little, and people have kind of forgot that is the purpose of this. It's the kids. It's not the biggest fish.
Yeah, and that's the thing is if you want to go, come to the event tonight.
Yes,
it's a great event.
Fun.
And I might add, too, that I carried over two boxes of Frank Lopresti's wine, which is like
personal stash.
Personal stash, which is like, if you're a wino, you like wine, this is some real deal stuff in these boxes. And you can bid on that on the silent auction. The auction's amazing. The food's amazing. Captain Dan's going to do his pizzas.
Yeah.
And of course, those smash burgers that they do over at the...
All from Charlie's Landing.
Yeah, Charlie's Landing. And sushi going to be there?
Yeah. Roll. Absolutely.
Jeff Roberto.
We couldn't do this event without him.
Yeah. So there's a lot of great food, and to get a wristband for the food, it's what? How much?
$20.
That's it?
$20.
And you get beer and wine, too,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
Beer, wine, food, $20, and you get all the bid on all these things, and you get to meet Bob and Dave and Nancy, and you maybe go fishing with them, too.
Mike, I would love to donate a trip as well.
A charter.
Whoa.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Well, that's really cool, Bob.
Didn't even think of it. Life has been a blur lately.
Thanks for taking the lead on that, Dave.
What?
I can donate a bottle.
You're going to donate a bobblehead? Wow, the Dave bobblehead. These are super cool.
Nancy, you're going to have to pay me to take it.
That would be the first live auction.
There you go. That's a good one. All right. So a bobblehead.
Keep it up, Bob, and you might wind up with it as an implant.
I have to hang around with the real thing all the time here. I don't want a bobblehead to remind me.
And it's a great bobblehead. It's really good.
Yeah, it is. You'll check it out.
Hey, let's go ahead and jump into the catch report, Rick.
You got it, man. It's time to find out what's biting. And something we can all agree on is gas prices in California are crazy. And if you need the lowest gas price, you need to go to Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low, low prices on gas, diesel, for your car, truck, and most importantly, for your boat. Summit is huge, has plenty of room to pull your boat through, plenty of pumps, there's never waiting. The bistro is full of all the things that you need for a great day on the water. Fresh breakfast burritos, fresh sandwiches, beer, soda, ice, and don't forget, you get 100 pounds of free ice with any 35-gallon fill. Go say hi to Martha and the friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always at low price at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to start our catch part off of a Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm good, man. Sounds like a fun event tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Good prizes, too. Very cool. Well, hey, for us this week, you know, kind of stoked to ring in the first week of summer here. So with that, the bass fishing for us is, it's been kind of day-to-day. The half-day, three-quarter-day guys have been fishing on that. The water temps have kind of been all over the place. It was 64 this morning. It was 68 yesterday afternoon at the end of the day. So kind of in that range, which is, you know, where it needs to be, which is fine for this bass. But the areas with the kelp, the bass fishing has been probably the best, I'd say. The fly line sardines along the kelp has certainly been the best call. 15 to 25 pound line has been ideal for those guys fishing the fly line sardines, and some guys fishing that rubber and the hard baits and whatnot have been doing just fine as well. Out at Clemente, the Furies had some good yellowtail fishing too this week. It was better earlier in the week, I think, before the midweek or end of the week pressure kind of got on that stuff and tightened it up a little bit. But it was really good fishing for those guys on the live baits. And the jigs, that fish was anywhere from 15 to 25, 30-pound fish. So good quality fish over there. And then that bass fishing out at the island has been just as good. Guys catching plenty of that over there to kind of get in the mix with that yellowtail. Dana Pride was at Catalina yesterday. They reported back with some good bass fishing over there, too. They didn't really see any yellowtail in their pursuits there yesterday, but good bass fishing. But the big news, again, was this bluefin that's in the channel between Catalina and Dana Point. Yesterday, inside those shipping lanes, man, the big fish, those 150-pounders were up on the anchovy out there. So good sign of that fish up yesterday. Boats coming back from Clemente, saw some fish out there. We got reports of fish on the 267 and the 277 yesterday as well. So sounded like a good little spread of some fish working its way into our zone. So don't be surprised if we take a look at some of that stuff this week. I know we're certainly chomping at the bit to, you know, get off the beach and look around. So it was a good show for sure, those guys seeing that stuff yesterday. So we'll see what happens this next week for us. So if you guys want to hop on a trip this week, reservations, you're going to need it to get on the boat. We've been sold out all weekend, and I'd imagine it's going to ring true through the rest of the week here. But our number, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danaworf.com and book online from there.
Awesome, Willie. A great great report. Good conditions on the horizon and big fish swimming into your area, man. That's all a good thing for Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Appreciate a great report as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks. See ya.
Thanks, Willie. You.
Appreciate that very much. All right, let's go find surf guru Gundy Gunderson and find out what's going on surf. Good morning, Gundy.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Gundy?
Great.
Boy, that anchovy sure perked things up, huh?
It's amazing what a little sprinkle of anchovy on the kelp line does for our bass fishing, isn't it?
Well, we got it in the surf line, too, so, you know, we got more striped bass. You know, a really good week, full moon, grunion runs, strong tides, water warming, and lots of players in the game, and that, you know, that anchovy's drawn lots of different players. We had Bonita up there in Santa Barbara, a little bit of Barracuda here and there. White sea bass made a strong show, mostly small fish, but some legals. The striped bass made a show this week, and halibut catches, corvina catches, really good fishing, you know. And like, you know, I always say 64 degrees is the Mendoza line. You know, once we get above that, then it's game on, and that's what we're seeing here. Hook, line, sinker reported lots of white sea bass, and this was up and down the coast. Short to legal fish in the surf line, outside the surf line. Goleta, Black Rock was a good stretch. And they had two legal fish there. The two biggest legal fish were 36 and 41 inches, which are really nice white sea bass out of the surf line. So don't go in there and undergun, you know. You got to fish, you know, 10 or 12 pound at least so you can land not big fish, but mid-grade fish. That 41 incher, that's a dandy. The bass fishing also started to show. They had a little Bonita Barracuda up there, like I said. The striped bass were active off the Ventura River mouth again. They had several fish caught there. Hard jerk baits, swim baits, flukes are probably the three best presentations there. Lots of bait around, like we said, mostly anchovy. Big fish reported more of those quality halibut in and around L.A. Harbor. Two fish in the 30-inch class. Drop shot flukes was the ticket there. Hogan's reported lots of juvenile white sea bass in and around Dana Point Harbor. You know, 18 to 25-inch fish and then some kickers up to 30-inch, taking the same thing, swim baits, hard jerk baits, things like that. Pacific Coast reported solid corvina catches this week, even some fly rod catches. 64, 65 degree water, cleaned up, looking really nice. So that corvina bite's raring to go. And then more striped bass catches. The shop regular took three fish, stripers, like 4 to 6 pounds, in the lagoon on bloodworms in the lagoon. So those fish are around big time, and guys are catching them.
No kidding. Yeah, that's some good stuff going on there for sure. And Gundy, sure appreciate all your hard work for that surf report. And
being on the surf line is everything, man.
Yeah,
that's,
man,
awesome news. Great report, Gundy.
Yeah, Gundy, it's summertime in the surf. Yeah. It doesn't get any better than right now, yeah.
Imagine that. The conditions get right and the fish start biting.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Yep.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Tails up.
All right. Good show, gentlemen. Enjoying it.
All right, thanks.
Later, Gundy. Hey, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Want to remind you to get your gear ready. Summer is here now. And check out surffishtackle.com for all the newest in surf fishing gear. And then fishthesurf.com to help make you a better angler on the beach. When we come back, we got another full hour Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, and a whole lot more with the gang from Wicked Tuna. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Many
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.